Hello and good morning. Yesterday I spoke about preventative measures relating to our diet or connected to our diet that men can adopt from an early age, should they choose to do so, to minimize and mitigate against the risk of getting prostate cancer. My suggestions will not avoid one in eight men from getting prostate cancer, especially if there is a history of it in the family. But I believe that it will certainly make us stronger and better prepared to manage its treatment should we fall foul of this disease. So, please review your family history and consider adopting the healthier lifestyle I'm suggesting to even the odds at securing for a better urological future. Of course, if you have come to a stage in your life where you recognize the symptoms, please make an appointment to see your doctor and get a PCA test, which stands for prostate-specific antigen, which helps diagnose prostate problems and which is the first investigative test to be carried out. The support you will get from your urologist and the specialist nurses will be amazing. You'll be surprised by the help and assistance that they provide. It's not just in the managing of the disease itself, but helping you cope with your stress and anxiety levels, which will be at a high level. This now brings me to today's topic, BPH, which I mentioned yesterday. What is it? Many will have heard of this condition, benign prostatic hypertrophy. BPH is not a cancer. Men who do not have prostate cancer sometimes suffer from an enlarged prostate, aka BPH, and it's common amongst men over 50. Many worry that having an enlarged prostate means they have an increased risk of developing prostate cancer. That has not yet been proven, I don't think. Certainly, I haven't heard of it being the case. The risk of prostate cancer is no greater for men, I guess, with an enlarged prostate than it is for men without an enlarged prostate. So do not worry too much. But to assist in its management, again, it is important to discover this condition early. A quick prod by your GP will determine whether you have an enlarged prostate or not. So make it therefore part of your yearly MOT if you are 50 and over. And I'm sorry to have to repeat this, but if you have been diagnosed with BPH, please alter your diet. Drink less alcohol. Try not to have caffeine, fizzy drinks, and limit your intake of artificial sweeteners. All these irritate your bladder, prostate gland, and drink less in the evening. So that's the BPH taken care of for now. I'd like to say, in the final analysis, that I'm not medically qualified. My recommendations are based on the amount of research I've carried out and, in my travels, having spoken to, talk to a wide range of people who have prostate cancer, also on a personal level living with BPH. My activities as a charity fundraiser for prostate cancer has also shaped my outlook on the subject. It is purely subjective, of course, and if you disagree, please let me know. I, however, firmly believe that the positive steps, the steps that I'm suggesting, would facilitate an easier transition between diagnosis and prognosis. It will actually make you stronger and better able to cope with the outcome should you contract prostate cancer. So it's planning for the future, isn't it? Which I think we all, I guess, need to do. So thank you for listening again, and have a good day. I apologize. I made a reference to a PSA test as the PCA test. It's not the PCA test. It's the PSA test. Okay, so I apologize again for that error. So, yes, see you soon.